and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week, we're going to be taking on all things November traditions and holiday trivia. This is one that I'm really excited for because I think that there's a lot of holidays in November that we don't even necessarily know happen on a regular basis or don't necessarily celebrate all the time. So do you think that you can name more than one holiday in November?
Veterans Day, Thanksgiving.
And I think that's about it. Yeah. So with that, I think that we're about to enlighten the lad and everybody listening at home or in the car with there's a lot of different things that happen in the month of November. So here we go. Before we dive in, though, we want to introduce everybody to our style of trivia. If this is your first episode with us or your 51st episode with us, welcome in. We're really excited that you're here. We're going to be throwing three rounds of trivia at you under the given theme, and each round of five questions that goes by, the questions are going to get harder. So this first round are the easiest questions we have. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Trivia Tots question one. What is the fourth Thursday in November celebrated as in the United States?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is absolutely correct. Thanksgiving is one of our favorite holidays here at the Dad and Lad house.
Football.
Football and turkey and gathering with family, getting a chance to show gratitude for everyone and everything we have. Yeah, just a lot of great things around Thanksgiving time that are really fun. Just to be together with friends and family is it's totally worth it.
Football.
And football. Yeah.
Yes.
And we're really excited this year because the Packers play the Lions, and that's a big in the Dad and Lad extended family house.
Can we just knock off the Bears in the NFC North because they're number one in the division right now?
Yeah.
It's just like kind of hard to see.
Sure, that's true, but the Packers are playing the Lions on Thanksgiving this year, so there's always there's a pretty big rift. We have some Lions fans in the family, and we have some. And mostly Packer fans.
One Lions fan.
Well, there's two.
Two.
There's Grandpa, and we have an aunt.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's also a Lions fan.
I just forget she's a Lions fan.
Yep. Yep. But of course, the Packers are going to win.
Yeah.
Moving right along. Question number two. What is the most commonly eaten food on Thanksgiving in the United States?
Turkey.
Turkey.
Kind of gave it away.
Is correct.
Isn't the first when you're talking about the first thing.
That's true. I mean, but I didn't like give away that that was going to be a question. It just happened to be, it happened to come up. But yes. So the most commonly eaten food is turkey, but we have like, that's not my favorite food at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're weird.
I'm not weird. My favorite food at Thanksgiving is Grandma's stuffing. It is sausage stuffing. It is so good. It is it's what I look forward to every year for Thanksgiving. But also, I mean, I'm a big turkey guy too. Are you a turkey guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing that you look forward to on Thanksgiving?
Crescent rolls.
The crescent rolls.
I was just gonna say, when you said Grandma's stuffing, I'm like, crescent rolls laughing in the corner.
Out of a can.
Yes.
Crescent rolls out of a can.
Well, cranberries come out of a can too.
That's true. And those are the best too.
No, they don't. They're,
but also you do like Grandma's buns as well?
Butt buns.
Yes. Grandma makes buns that kind of look like little butts when they come up out of the out of the top of the pan. We call them butt buns. But yes. All right. Moving on. I'm getting hungry. Question three. What is the name of the famous holiday that starts on November 1st and honors deceased loved ones in Mexico?
The Day of the Dead.
the Day of the Dead, or Dia de los Muertos, is correct. Yes, so this kind of like celebration is just done in honor of all of those who have passed on before us, and it helps to kind of remember and keep everybody in their memory and make sure that everyone is well celebrated in their life afterlife. So, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Coco.
The movie Coco. Yes. Yeah, kind of depicts some of that.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. It was a nice introduction to the concept.
Yeah.
Question number 4. What is the colorful vegetable often used in a classic Thanksgiving dessert?
What color?
What colorful vegetable is used in this really common Thanksgiving dessert? I would venture to say it is the most common Thanksgiving Day dessert. Think about Grandma's house. What would she make for dessert at Thanksgiving? Do you have a guess?
Is it pumpkin pie?
The pumpkin is correct. All we were asking for is the vegetable. So yes.
Oh.
Pumpkin pie. Yes, pumpkin pie is very, very common, and it is made out of pumpkins, a colorful vegetable. Had to kind of squeeze that one out of the land. Yeah. All right. Question number, before we go, are you a pumpkin pie fan? Do you like pumpkin pie?
Lemon meringue's better, but.
Okay. But that does not answer the question. Do you like pumpkin pie?
I like it.
Okay. Try to skirt the question. Question 5. What is celebrated on November 11th in the United States to honor military members?
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day is correct.
Of course, in the intro, I...
and you brought
gave
it up.
It away.
That's okay. That's all right. We asked for it. But yeah, Veterans Day is celebrated, and it is kind of like my band that I direct at my school, we do a Veterans Day, or we participate in a Veterans Day ceremony where we get to play all the service songs for the veterans. It's a very important day. And if there is anybody, that was just relatively recently. So if we do have any veterans who are listeners, we want to say
thank you.
Yes, thank you for your service. We really appreciate everything you've done for us. So Veterans Day on November 11th each year, it's a very important holiday. And that's going to do it for round one of November Holidays and Traditions Trivia. The lad is doing fantastic, and we're about to move into round two where the questions get a little tougher. We call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question number 6. What is the name of the Festival of Lights celebrated by Hindus and Sikhs that sometimes falls in early November?
Diwali.
Diwali is correct. Yeah. Now that calendar kind of moves around. I believe it's like coexists with like the lunar calendar, and so I think that it doesn't always fall around the same, like, since it's the same time of year, but it can be, I think, anywhere from late October to early November. I think it kind of changes year to year. Yeah. Cool celebration. Question 7. What Jewish holiday sometimes starts in late November, depending on the year?
Hanukkah?
Hanukkah is correct. Yeah, similar to Diwali, the calendar isn't necessarily a calendar. It goes it follows kind of a, so I don't know if it's lunar or something related to that. But basically, the calendar moves at a different pace than the actual calendar does. And so sometimes Hanukkah can start all the way in November. But a lot of times we consider Hanukkah around the same time as like Christmas.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can start as early as November, depending on the year.
And it's a long holiday.
But it turns out that the earliest possible start date would be November 28th. That's as early as it can ever go. Question number 8. What is the traditional flower used in Mexico to decorate altars for Dia de los Muertos?
Marigold flowers?
Marigold flowers is correct.
Let's go.
Nice. Where'd you get that answer from?
Coco.
From Coco? Wow. Okay.
And school too.
Yeah. I mean, we never really covered that much when I was in school. Maybe a little bit in high school. But yeah, I didn't pay much attention to Coco. So good on you. Good job. Question 9. What famous U.S. parade takes place every Thanksgiving Day in New York City?
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is correct. Yes, we watch that. We try to watch that most Thanksgivings, right?
We do it every year.
We usually catch it at some point or another.
You guys wake me up earlier, so you guys like,
yeah.
You guys are like, Emmett, watch the parade. I'm like,
but you look forward to it.
Yes,
at the same time. Yes, I do. But yes, did you know that the mom actually got a chance to dance in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
She got to dance at the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah, she danced all over the place. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Do you have a favorite float?
I really like the Snoopy ones.
That was me too. I was gonna say Snoopy. you stuck it right out of my mouth. Snoopy, it was my favorite. But I think the Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I think they have one of those big balloons too. Yeah,
those are cool too.
I like that one. Question number 10. In many Midwestern states, November marks the beginning of hunting season for what wild animal?
Deer.
Deer, or white-tailed deer in the Midwest, is correct. And at the time we're recording this, Michigan just had their opening of their deer season this past weekend.
Oh.
And
I should know that because, cabin in the UP?
Yeah, we have our family does have a cabin in the UP that they hunt at. And then in Wisconsin, actually, it'll be when this episode comes out, the next morning is opening of morning.
So it opens, the time we're recording this, it opens this Saturday?
Yep, this Saturday. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. That round flew by. Are you, you're 10 for 10.
Don't say anything.
All right. We won't say anything else. Aside from the fact that the lad is 10 for 10.
Yes.
Heading into the final round. Now, the final round, the questions are about to get incredibly difficult.
My worst enemy.
I have scoured the internet far and wide to find the most difficult November tradition and holiday questions I can find. So folks, get your safety gear on, put on your extra warm coat, put on a waterproof layer, put on your rain boots, pull up your socks, double knot your shoes, protective eyewear, protective earwear, plug your nose. Because these questions are the hardest we can find. So this round we call
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11. In Scotland, what November 30th holiday celebrates the country's patron saint with traditional music and food?
definitely know nothing about Scotland.
Oh, take a guess. A patron saint. I'll give you a hint. It's Saint Something Day. Take a guess. Pick a saint. For real. Just take a guess.
Who is supposed to know this?
That's why it's the Brainbusters.
This is too hard for the Brainbusters.
Saint?
Webaba.
All right. He didn't want to give it a shot. So the answer is Saint Andrew's Day. St. Andrew's Day.
It's the most boring name I've ever heard.
So if you've been to Scotland before, St. Andrew's is kind of all over the place when it comes to Scotland. And the patron saint is kind of well known there. So, yeah, that's all right. Question 12. In which country is Guy Fawkes Night celebrated on November 5th with fireworks and bonfires?
Well, I got off Guy Fawkes Day. Guy Fawkes Day. Celebrated in England.
England? And we'll actually take it.
So the UK.
The United Kingdom is correct.
I'm not going to teach the story about Guy Fawkes. Guy Fawkes, because, well, it's kind of not a family-friendly story.
No, not a family-friendly story. You are correct. All right, question 13. Which Heritage Month is observed throughout the month of November in the United States?
Native American Appreciation Month, or just Native American?
We're going to take it, yes. Heritage? The answer is the Native American Heritage Month. Absolutely. So good job. That's correct. There's over 574 tribes that are federally recognized today in the United States. And yeah, it's a month dedicated towards preserving and celebrating the heritage of the Native Americans. Question number 14. Also on November 11th, what day is observed in the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and all other Commonwealth nations?
I don't know.
He doesn't know that one. This one's tough. Yep, this is why we call them the Brain Busters.
Again, too hard for the Brain Busters.
Too hard for the Brain Busters. The answer we're looking for is Remembrance Day. So Remembrance Day, it carries a lot of the same meaning as America's Veterans Day. And it was celebrates the end of World War II. I'm sorry, not World War II, end of World War I. And Remembrance Day is also celebrated on what we call Armistice Day. So Armistice Day is the day that basically they celebrated the peace of World War I, where they signed and they said, you know what, we're not going to fight anymore. And finally, question number 15. What is the special name of the November full moon in the United States?
The Fatso Moon.
The Fatso Moon is incorrect. Although it may feel that way after Thanksgiving dinner. No, the answer we are looking for is the Beaver Moon. So you know there's about a full moon every month, right?
Yeah.
About once a month. And the month of November, they call it the Beaver Moon. And it's because around that time of year is when the beavers will build their winter dams and, like, go and hide out.
I don't know. I like the Fatso Moon better. Or the Turkey Coma Moon.
Turkey Coma Moon. Yes, absolutely. All right. And with those very difficult Brain Busters, we bring our trivia.
It's, I can't imagine Where did you find those questions?
Oh, in the depths of the internet. I had to wade deep.
Click on Wikipedia.
Well, with that, folks, we just wanted to just give a chance to, or take a chance to say thank you for listening. If you enjoy the episode or any of the episodes that you've listened to, please give us a 5-star rating on whatever app you are listening on. Maybe even leave us a comment. All those comments and ratings help us to find more eager listening families just like you. Also, if you wanted to send us a message on on social media, you can send us a message at Instagram and on Facebook at DadLadTrivia, at DadLadTrivia, and we would love to hear from you. If you got an idea for an episode coming up, or if you wanted to leave us a comment, please send us those messages. We love hearing from the fans. And finally, do you have any final thoughts on November trivia?
Thanksgiving so close, and this is really prepping me for that holiday, that glorious holiday.
Yes, absolutely.
That a bunch of Christmas lovers who decorate way too early in the month of November want Thanksgiving to be removed from the major holiday list. Well, it doesn't matter. It's still a great holiday.
It is a great holiday. So, from our family to yours, you won't hear from us again until actually the day after Thanksgiving. And so, we want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully, you get a chance to gather as a family or friends and bring those loved ones close. And yes, we hope you have a great time. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, see you later.
Alligators.
Gobble, gobble.